In a letter to the Security Council president today, Iran accused Israel of carrying out an attack that killed Mr. Haniyeh and claimed it was a serious infringement of Iran's sovereignty and territorial integrity and constituted a blatant violation of international law.
That's UN Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo. In an open letter to the Security Council, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini and other officials said Haniyeh's death will be avenged. They warned Israel of, quote, harsh punishment intended to instill deep regret in the perpetrator. The Iranian delegate to the Security Council characterized Israel as a terrorist actor and suggested the United States is complicit in the missile strike that killed Haniyeh and the earlier strike on Beirut that killed Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukr.
The crimes reveal a lack of commitment to peace and stability in the region and suggest an intention to escalate conflict and expand the war through the entire region. The responsibility of the United States as a strategic ally and main supporters of the Israeli regime in the region cannot be overlooked in this horrific crime. This act could not be occurred without the authorization and intelligence support of the U.S.
The U.S. representative at the Security Council said the U.S. had no involvement or prior knowledge of the plan to kill Haniyeh. He said the U.S. has not even confirmed the reports of his death and blamed Iran for escalations.
It's best not to speculate on the impact that recent events may have on peace and security in the Middle East. A broader war is neither imminent nor inevitable. Although the opportunistic attacks by Iran and its network of terrorist proxies and partners across the region have repeatedly brought us closer to a regional conflict. For our part, the United States will continue to lead the way in diplomatic efforts to end the war in Gaza and reduce regional tensions.
U.S. representatives at the State Department and in the United Nations have said they will continue to work toward a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. National Security spokesman John Kirby said it's too early to tell what impact Haniyeh's death will have on reaching a ceasefire deal. Haniyeh was one of the top diplomats involved in ceasefire negotiations. The Security Council Undersecretary said diplomatic efforts are urgently needed to cool down rising tensions in the region. But the UN's most powerful body failed to coalesce around one united message. For KPFA News, Pacifica Radio, I'm Ata Shaheen.